told me the instruments of our symphony. Some are large and some are small, they all sound differently. But when you put them all together, they play harmoniously. All these separate instruments make up a symphony. Now you've met the instruments of the woodwind family. The brass family are the next group of the instruments we'll meet. Conical tubes made of brass and metal with members both big and small. Players buzz their lips into a metal cup while blowing air to make their brassy call.
Hi! Welcome to our musical series, Meet the Instruments, where we'll get to meet and hear a new musical instrument every episode. I'm Vincent, the little purple cyclops from the Nerks. We Nerks are a bunch of diverse, quirky creatures that all have one thing in common. We love music. Each of us Nerks has teamed up with a professional musician that has agreed to teach us all about their musical instrument. And we each get to play a fun duet with our teacher at the end of each episode. At the end of the series, we'll all come together, professional musicians and Nerks, to perform an exciting orchestral piece with all of the instruments playing together. It's going to be so much fun. Are you ready to meet some instruments? Let's go! In our last episode, we met the final woodwind instruments, the bombastic bassoon and colossal contrabassoon. Today, we get to meet a member of the brass family, the triumphant trumpet. Babette, the lavender lamb, has been working so hard with her new teacher to learn how to play the trumpet. Let's welcome our guest. Hi, Babette.
Hi, Vincent.
This is the amazing Jason Gunderson, trumpeter extraordinaire.
Hi, Jason. Welcome to Meet the Instruments.
Hi, Vincent. Thanks for having me here today.
Jason, why did you pick the trumpet as the instrument you wanted to learn to play?
Well, Vincent, I picked the trumpet because growing up, I loved science fiction, and I still do. I love watching Star Trek and Star Wars and things like that. And when you hear the music from those shows and those movies, the trumpet is always really prominent. You always hear the trumpet playing all the coolest, most glorious theme music. And when it came time to pick an instrument, I wanted to play that cool music too, so that's why I picked the trumpet.
I love sci-fi too! Will you please show us your trumpet?
Well, I'd be happy to. Vincent, this is my favorite trumpet.
Jason's trumpet is gold! It's about a foot and a half long! It has a small cup mouthpiece at one end and coils around like a paperclip and then flares out into a big wide opening at the other end. And there are three buttons on top.
Wow, it's so shiny! How do you make a sound on a trumpet? I've tried and tried, but all I get is air.
Well, Vincent, if you just blow air through the trumpet, all you're going to get is a sound that sounds like wind, like this. But what you have to do to get a beautiful trumpet sound is instead of blowing with your mouth open like this, you have your lips together so that you get a buzz like this.
Then you can buzz your lips into the mouthpiece like this. And then
you put the mouthpiece into the horn and you blow through it with your lips together to make that buzz, you get a sound like this.
So much better than that buzzy sound.
Babette, why don't you give it a shot? That was great. You sound terrific.
I'm gonna try. That was bad, Vincent.
Now be nice, Babette.
I think I'll need to practice that. Jason, what do the three buttons do?
Well, Vincent, the three buttons on the trumpet are actually called valves. And specifically, they're called piston valves. Because when we move them, they go down and up, just like the pistons in a car engine. And when you move the valves on the trumpet, it changes the path of the air through the tubes. So when I push a valve down, it adds a piece of tubing and makes the trumpet longer, so it can make the pitch go down and up. And that's how we play all the different notes on the trumpet.
Wow, that's so cool! Did trumpets always have valves?
That's a great question, Vincent. And the answer is no, the trumpet did not always have valves. The trumpet has been around for hundreds of years in one form or another, and the earliest trumpets were very simple. In fact, they were just made out of an animal horn, like this. And they hollowed out the end, and you could blow into it and play, but you could only play a couple of notes. But you could use that to signal people far away because it was very loud. And sometimes it could be used in ceremonies too. And eventually, trumpets were made out of metal, but they were very simple. They just had one loop of tubing. And without any valves, you could only play a few notes like this. About 200 years ago, when they invented the valve, the trumpet was able to play all the notes, just like all the other members of the orchestra.
Cool! So Jason, the big flared part at the end of the trumpet where the sound comes out, does that have a name?
Well, Vincent, the big end of the horn where the sound comes out is called the bell.
I've occasionally seen trumpets with cones in their bells. Why do they sometimes put cones in their bells?
Well, Vincent, the cones that we put in our bells sometimes are called mutes, and we use those when we need to change the sound of the trumpet or sometimes make it softer. Usually, it's just to change the sound so it sounds a little weird. Would you like to hear?
Yes, please.
All right, I've got some mutes here. This is a straight mute. This is a cup mute. This is a harmon mute. Believe it or not, we actually sometimes will use good old-fashioned plungers a mute.
Please tell me that plunger is clean.
It's brand new.
There are woodwinds of many different shapes and sizes, and you brought a whole bunch of different shaped horns with you today. Are those trumpets of different shapes and sizes?
Well, there are a bunch of different instruments of all shapes and sizes in the trumpet family. Some are made to sound really dark, and some are sounding really bright to help with the high notes, and everything in between.
Wow! Would you please play a few of them for us?
This is called a flugelhorn. This has the darkest and deepest sound of all the instruments in the trumpet family.
From the Nerds.
And this is a regular trumpet that you'd find in most orchestras.
That was from Carnival of Venice Variations by J.B. Arban.
And this is called a piccolo trumpet. It's about half the size of a regular trumpet. It makes playing the high notes a lot easier.
Ooh, Jason, play an excerpt from Henry Purcell's Trumpet Sonata in D.
Wow, I like the piccolo trumpet. Piccolo means small. That's why it's the littlest one, huh?
That's right, Vincent.
So what are some other cool things the trumpet can do?
Well, the trumpet is often known for playing really loud and really high, but it's also fun to play fast and play a lot of notes. Want to see how fast I can go?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That was crazy! What clef do trumpet players use to read their music?
Well, the trumpet is a soprano instrument and the highest member of the brass family, so we read the treble.
Jason, can I play a duet with you?
I would love to. It was really fun. I had a great time playing that duet with you, Babette.
Yeah!
Not bad at all.
Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Jason.
Well, thank you, Vincent. I had a great time, and I hope you enjoyed learning about the trumpet.
I really did. I'll see you both at the concert. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Meet the Instruments. Join us next time when we will get to meet another member of the brass family, the heroic horn. We'll see you soon. Bye.
The trumpet is the best instrument in the orchestra because we get some of the most glorious melodies to play. Plus, we get to play with a ton of cool instruments.
Meet the Instruments is brought to you by the NERCS and Portland Columbia Symphony. Funded in part by the Otzen Foundation, On Point Community Credit Union, and the generous donors of Portland Columbia Symphony. Created by Nicole Buetti, starring Jason Gunderson, Babette, and me, Vincent. Original music composed by Nicole Buetti. To learn more, visit thenerks.com and pcsymphony.org. Copyright January 2021 goes to 11 Media, all rights reserved.
Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving, education, and the arts.
This is ICANN.
ICANN is a place for kids.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2, The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network for kids, families, and educators. ICAM Radio is dedicated to empowering children to be curious. That's why every Saturday morning, we hand the mic to the trusty narrator to answer your burning questions. That's next on Who's Smarted?